Russia's foreign minister has criticized the U.S. for refusing to publicly condemn al-Nusra Front as a terrorist group in Syria. Sergei Lavrov accused the White House of seeking to spare the terrorist group in its attempts to topple the Syrian government. Russia's deputy foreign minister has warned that possible arming of foreign-backed terrorists in Syria with shoulder-fired missiles would be counterproductive. Mikhail Bogdanov said the militants could end up carrying out terrorist operations in the U.S. like the 9/11 attacks in New York City. In the U.S., the widow of a 9/11 victim files a lawsuit against Saudi Arabia. The lawsuit comes after Congress paved the way for suing the Saudi government over alleged material support to al-Qaeda and its leader Osama bin Laden. U.S. officials have released two videos showing the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man by a police officer in El Cajon, California. The videos show two police officers brutally confronting 38-year-old Alfred Olango before he was gunned down by one of the officers. Thousands of Hungarian protesters have taken to the streets of the capital Budapest to vent their anger at Prime Minister Viktor Orban's anti-refugee policies ahead of the country's referendum on the EU refugee quotas. Orban claims the asylum seekers could redraw Europe's cultural and religious identity and pave the way for militant attacks. Israeli security forces have shot and killed a Palestinian man for a stabbing attack in the occupied West Bank town of Qalandia. Israeli officials say the 28-year-old Palestinian approached a security checkpoint and seriously injured an Israeli officer. At least 249 Palestinians have been killed since October 1, 2015. Thousands of Pakistanis have held a nationwide demonstration to protest against India's cross-border operation in Pakistani-administered Kashmir. The protesters called on the UN to launch a probe into what they described as unprovoked firing by Indian troops at the de facto border dividing the disputed Kashmir region. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has called on India and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint amid simmering tensions between the two nuclear-armed nations. The UN said it is fully aware of reported firing across the border region in Kashmir that separates India and Pakistan.